This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, December 9. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Dear friends, we really know it's Advent when John the Baptist comes wading at us out of the River Jordan. While these events obviously happen long after the Nativity, John's message strikes just the right note of our run-up to Christmas. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This year the call is more timely than ever. As survivors of Sandy, many of us are still coping with its aftermath. We've all seen, and many of us have paid, the price of being unprepared. We know from long experience that life is full of surprises, but somehow they keep surprising us. Advent and Christmas should come as no surprise, and yet every year, December is a blur. We find ourselves stuffing more and more activity into less and less time. No wonder some retailers start ringing their jingle bells right after Labor Day. You see, they have to catch up with the year-round Christmas stores that satisfy some primal midsummer urge to acquire an animated musical Santa or a giant inflatable Frosty. What do you imagine is the Baptist's take on our monumental foolishness? What would he make of the bargain hunting, bloodlust of Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Is he laughing or crying, or both? With the single exception of Jesus, John is arguably the most outspoken figure we meet in the Gospels. He may have lived on honey, but he doesn't sugarcoat his words. He doesn't suggest we get our act together when we find time or when we're in the mood. He's been sent to shake things up, and he's the right man for the job. Imagine what he'd say if we ran into him at the mall. Doubtless he'd repeat Isaiah's words. Haven't I told you over and over, prepare ye the way of the Lord? How many Advents are you going to throw away repeating the same mindless nonsense that you dare call Christmas? What part of prepare ye the way of the Lord don't you understand? Sure, John, we get it. Your message is pretty plain. The problem is, we really don't take it seriously. It's one of those familiar religious admonitions that we seal off in the sleepy part of our brain, where we keep the unimportant stuff. But just like the folks who lived at the foot of a volcano or in a flood zone, we fail to recognize what is important at our grave peril. We forget that we are here for only one reason, and it's not to get the most stuff at the lowest prices or satisfy an out-of-control social schedule. We're here to love and serve the Lord, wherever that takes us. It would be very tidy to put a big rhetorical bow on these reflections, to wrap them up with a ringing call to heed John's warning, case closed. But you and I know better, and so does God. It's a good bet that few of us are great saints or great sinners, and it's a safer bet that many of us are slouching along spiritually. Sure, we know we should prepare the way of the Lord, but we've got a few really important things to do first. Like everyone who ever has been caught unprepared, we'll get around to it sometime. My friends, make this Advent different. Every day, let's turn our vague intentions into a single deliberate act of love. God knows and loves us in our foolishness as well in our goodness. For every inch we move towards Him, He'll come a mile. Let's sweep aside the junk that litters the way of the Lord. One act of kindness, one act of forgiveness, one moment of devotion at a time. Prepare for a Christmas of loving and sharing the love of Christ. Now that's the way of the Lord. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.